I'm not still involved with the pharmaceutical context of it. So my involvement, I'm actually not doing very much on P2X7 receptors now anyway, because that's mostly being done now by Supernaut Lab and some other labs. Most of my current efforts are on P2X2, P2X3, P2X4 subunits, in terms of, first of all, understanding how they function as a receptor. So we're getting into the minute details of probing the permeation pathway, the pore down the middle. And to do this, we're using single channel recordings and measuring the currents through individual channels as they open and close. And then the second area that we're still working hard on is to understand that what P2X4 receptors in particular are doing in the central nervous system, particularly in the hippocampus, but also in some other parts of the nervous system. And as I've indicated before, I don't think that's as simple as direct synaptic transmission. I think it's something much more subtle that we're teasing out by a whole series of experimental approaches, but mostly comparing wild-type mice with mice lacking the P2X4 receptor and looking for the systematic differences between them.